Here is today's commentary on saving foreign exchange from natural resources exports to national banks. I'm Dalat Pane. Indonesian President Prabowo Subianto on Monday at the Merdeka Palace, Jakarta, issued a decree that all foreign exchange from natural resource exports must be deposited in national banks for 1 year. According to the president, this policy aims to increase and strengthen the country's foreign exchange reserves. The president also said that the Indonesian economy at the time when the world's geopolitical situation is full of uncertainty is quite under control. Therefore, the policies taken are expected to strengthen Indonesia's economic resilience in the future. In fact, the government's policy on the obligation of exporters to deposit their foreign exchange from natural resources exports has been carried out since 2023 with the issuance of Government Regulation No. 36/2023. This regulation is a mandate from Article 33 of the Basic Law concerning natural resources so that it is truly for the prosperity of the people and to maintain national economic resilience. The results of the natural resource exports include four sectors, namely mining, plantation, forestry, and fisheries. In 2023, a month after the enactment of the Government Regulation No. 36, as many as 64 exporters have parked natural resource export worth of $605 million, or equal to 9.2 trillion rupiah, in national banks in Indonesia. However, Government Regulation No. 36 does not apply to the micro, small and medium enterprises sectors or exporters with a value below 3.8 billion rupiahs. They are free from the obligation to park their foreign exchange. So the issuance of Government Regulation No. 8/2025 is a strengthening of the previous government's regulation with the aim of strengthening and increasing the impact of managing foreign exchange from natural resource exports. Although the strengthening of this latest government regulation is only in the mining sector, it is estimated that it will increase the potential foreign exchange by $80 billion because it will take effect on March the 1st. If it is implemented since January 20, 2025, or for 12 months, the results are estimated to be more than $100 billion. Before 2023, the government allowed exporters to store foreign exchange from natural resource exports abroad so that the country lost quite a large foreign exchange potential. With this new policy, it is hoped that Indonesia's economic resilience will be stronger and the rupiah exchange rate will strengthen in the global foreign exchange market. That's commentary.